Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. India is set to host the 2028 World Indoor Athletics Championships at Bhubaneswar, marking a significant milestone in the country's growing track record as a sporting event host. But that's not all, we have a plethora of other current affairs to dive into today. First, let's talk about the World Happiness Report 2026, which has just been released. The report ranks Finland as the world's happiest country for the 9th consecutive year, while India ranks 116th out of 147 nations. This is a marginal improvement from last year's ranking of 118th. The top 5 countries in the report are Finland, Iceland, Denmark, Costa Rica, and Sweden. Afghanistan ranks last at 147th, followed closely by Sierra Leone and Malawi. But what's driving these rankings? The report is based on 6 variables: GDP per capita, social support, healthy life expectancy, freedom to make life choices, generosity, and perceptions of corruption. Interestingly, the report highlights the risks of excessive social media use for youth in developed nations, with teenagers using social media for 5 or more hours a day reporting significantly lower well-being, particularly for girls. Moderate social media usage, on the other hand, is correlated with higher life satisfaction. Now, let us turn to the significance of this report for your UPSC preparation. The World Happiness Report is relevant to GS1, Society, Well-being, Gender, and GS2, International Reports. It's also worth noting that Costa Rica achieved its highest ever ranking in the report, marking a milestone for Latin America. Moving on to India's hosting rights for the 2028 World Indoor Athletics Championships. The World Athletics Council awarded India the hosting rights, with the championship set to take place at the Kalinga Stadium complex in Bhubaneswar, Odisha. This is a significant event for India, as it marks the country's first time hosting the championship. The championship will feature 26 competitions over 3 days, including 13 men's and 13 women's events. What makes this significant is that Bhubaneswar has a proven track record as a hosting city, having previously hosted the Hockey World Cup in 2018 and 2023. The Kalinga Stadium has also been developed into a world-class multi-sport facility. The championship aligns with India's growing track record as a sporting event host and supports the development of indoor athletics infrastructure. Now, let us look at the significance of this event for your UPSC preparation. India's hosting of the championship is relevant to GS2, Governance, Sports Policy, Khelo India, and GS1, Indian Society, Sports Culture. Now, let us turn to Exercise Amogh Jwala, a multi-domain warfare demonstration conducted by the Indian Army's Southern Command. The exercise showcased integrated multi-domain warfare capabilities, including the coordinated use of attack helicopters, fighter aircraft, drones, and counter-drone systems. The exercise was conducted at the Babina Field Firing Ranges in Uttar Pradesh and demonstrated operations across land, air, cyber, and space domains simultaneously. What makes this significant is that it reflects India's shift from traditional mechanized warfare to network-centric, technology-driven operations. The exercise also demonstrated jointness and integrated capabilities across services. The Babina Field Firing Ranges is a major Armored Corps training center, home to the One Strike Corps. Now, let us look at the significance of this event for your UPSC preparation. Exercise Amogh Jwala is relevant to GS3, Security, Modernization of Armed Forces, Jointness, Drone Warfare, Counter-Drone Policy. Now, let us turn to the Relief Scheme, a government initiative to support exporters facing disruptions due to West Asian geopolitical tensions. The scheme targets export-dependent MSMEs and mid-sized firms affected by the rerouting of cargo from the Red Sea to the Cape of Good Hope. The scheme provides logistics subsidy reimbursement for higher freight costs on alternative routes. What makes this significant is that the Houthi rebel attacks on commercial vessels in the Red Sea have forced ships to reroute, resulting in a 200-300% increase in freight costs on certain routes. India's exports to Europe via the Suez Canal account for around 30% of the country's total merchandise exports. The scheme is aimed at supporting the export sector and promoting India's trade policy. Now, let us look at the significance of this scheme for your UPSC preparation. The relief scheme is relevant to GS3, economy, export promotion, India's trade policy, supply chain disruptions, MSMEs, and GS2, IR, West Asia tensions, Red Sea geopolitics, Houthi conflict. Now, let us turn to the National Highways Fee Rules 2026, which have been notified by the government. The rules aim to enhance toll compliance and improve transparency on national highways. Key changes include strengthened enforcement mechanisms against FAS tag tampering and misuse, mandatory real-time reporting of toll collection data to NHAI, and a penalization framework for repeat toll evaders. What makes this significant is that FAS tag has been made mandatory since February 2021 and covers around 98% of toll transactions. NHAI collects around 60,000 crore annually from toll plazas. The national highway network has a length of around 1.46 lakh kilometer. Now, let us look at the significance of these rules for your UPSC preparation. The National Highways Fee Rules 2026 are relevant to GS3, infrastructure, road transport, FAS tag, NHAI, highway development policy. Now, let us turn to the IIT Jodhpur's development of flexible semiconductor sensors for health monitoring. The sensors can monitor heart rate, blood pressure, glucose levels, body temperature, and SpO2 in real time, without the need for needles or blood samples. What makes this significant is that the sensors use a flexible substrate, making them conform to the human body. They also use organic semiconductors and printed electronics, making them non-invasive and easy to use. The sensors have applications in elderly care, chronic disease management, and ICU patients. Now, let us look at the significance of this technology for your UPSC preparation. The IIT Jodhpur's flexible semiconductor sensors are relevant to GS3, science and technology, health tech, semiconductors, biomedical devices, make in India in healthcare. Now, let us turn to the Ministry of Ayush's Yoga 365 campaign, which aims to encourage Indians to adopt yoga as a daily practice. The campaign will have a digital platform for daily yoga routines, guided sessions, and progress tracking. What makes this significant is that yoga has been a part of Indian culture for centuries, and the government has been promoting it as a means of promoting health and wellness. The campaign aligns with the Ministry of Ayush's goals of promoting Ayurveda, yoga, and naturopathy. Now, let us look at the significance of this campaign for your UPSC preparation. The Yoga 365 campaign is relevant to GS2, Governance, Health Policy, Soft Power, Ayush Ministry, and GS1, Culture, Yoga as Intangible Heritage. Now, let us turn to the GovTech 2026 exhibition, which is being organized by the Maharashtra Goseva Commission. The exhibition will showcase products derived from indigenous cattle, including panchagvya medicines, biofertilizers, biogas, cow dung composites, ghee, and milk products. What makes this significant is that the exhibition aligns with the Rashtriya Kamdhenu Ayog's mandate of promoting the gau-adharit arthavyavastha, cow-based economy, concept. The exhibition will promote the use of cow-based products and services. Now, let us look at the significance of this exhibition for your UPSC preparation. The GovTech 2026 exhibition is relevant to GS3, economy, animal husbandry, bioeconomy, rural livelihoods, organic farming, and GS1, culture, cow in Indian tradition. Now, let us turn to the Stockholm Water Prize 2026, which has been awarded to Kaveh Madani, Director of the UN University Institute for Water, Environment and Health, UNINVER. The prize is awarded annually by the Stockholm International Water Institute, CV, for outstanding contributions to the field of water management. What makes this significant is that Kaveh Madani is an Iranian-American water scientist and environmental policy expert who has made significant contributions to the field of water management. The prize is a recognition of his work on water conflicts, transboundary water management, and water security. Now, let us look at the significance of this prize for your UPSC preparation. The Stockholm Water Prize 2026 is relevant to GS3, Environment, Water Security, Transboundary Water Management, International Water Governance. Now, let us turn to the GHARC term extension in Meghalaya. The GHARC term has been extended by 6 months amid a controversy over delayed elections. What makes this significant is that the GHARC is one of the 3 Autonomous District Councils, ADCs, in Meghalaya, governed under the 6th Schedule of the Indian Constitution. The 6th Schedule provides for autonomous governance of tribal areas in Assam, Meghalaya, Tripura, and Mizoram. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The World Happiness Report 2026 ranks Finland as the world's happiest country for the 9th consecutive year, while India ranks 116th out of 147 nations. The report highlights the risks of excessive social media use for youth in developed nations. The 2028 World Indoor Athletics Championships will be hosted by India for the first time, with the championship set to take place at the Kalinga Stadium Complex in Bhubaneswar, Odisha. Exercise Amogh Jwala demonstrated integrated multi-domain warfare capabilities by the Indian Army's Southern Command. The relief scheme aims to support exporters facing disruptions due to West Asian geopolitical tensions. The National Highways Fee Rules 2026 aim to enhance toll compliance and improve transparency on national highways. IIT Jodhpur's flexible semiconductor sensors can monitor heart rate, blood pressure, glucose levels, body temperature, and SpO2 in real time. The Ministry of Ayush's Yoga 365 campaign aims to encourage Indians to adopt yoga as a daily practice. The GovTech 2026 exhibition will showcase products derived from indigenous cattle. Kaveh Madani has been awarded the Stockholm Water Prize 2026 for outstanding contributions to the field of water management. The GHARC term has been extended by 6 months amid a controversy over delayed elections. Now, let us look at how these current affairs connect to your UPSC preparation. The World Happiness Report 2026 is relevant to GS1, Society, Well-being, Gender, and GS2, International Reports. The 2028 World Indoor Athletics Championships is relevant to GS2, Governance, Sports Policy, Khelo India, and GS1, Indian Society, Sports Culture. Exercise Amogh Jwala is relevant to GS3, Security, Modernization of Armed Forces, Jointness, Drone Warfare, Counter-Drone Policy. The relief scheme is relevant to GS3, Economy, Export Promotion, India's Trade Policy, Supply Chain Disruptions, MSMEs, and GS2, IR, West Asia Tensions, Red Sea Geopolitics, Houthi Conflict. The National Highways Fee Rules 2026 are relevant to GS3, Infrastructure, Road Transport, FAS Tag, NHAI, Highway Development Policy. IIT Jodhpur's flexible semiconductor sensors are relevant to GS3, Science and Technology, Health Tech, Semiconductors, Biomedical Devices, Make in India in Healthcare. The Ministry of Ayush's Yoga 365 campaign is relevant to GS2, governance, health policy, soft power, Ayush ministry, and GS1, culture, yoga as intangible heritage. The GovTech 2026 exhibition is relevant to GS3, economy, animal husbandry, bioeconomy, rural livelihoods, organic farming, and GS1, culture, cow in Indian tradition. Kaveh Madani's Stockholm Water Prize 2026 is relevant to GS3, environment, water security, transboundary water management, international water governance. The GHADC term extension is relevant to GS2, polity, 6th schedule, ADCs, tribal governance, Northeast India federalism, Article 244. In conclusion, today's current affairs have highlighted several significant developments in India and the world. From the World Happiness Report 2026 to the 2028 World Indoor Athletics Championships, each current affair has a bearing on India's growth, security, and governance. The relief scheme and National Highways Fee Rules 2026 are aimed at promoting India's trade policy and infrastructure development. IIT Jodhpur's flexible semiconductor sensors and the Ministry of Ayush's Yoga 365 campaign are focused on promoting health and wellness in India. The GovTech 2026 exhibition and Kaveh Madani's Stockholm Water Prize 2026 highlight the importance of animal husbandry and water management in India. The GHADC term extension raises questions about tribal governance and federalism in India.